Playoffs. The round of 12 starts right now.
Yeah, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series has been, as of late, one of those series where anybody can win a race. As a matter of fact, the last seven races of the season have been won by seven different drivers. And when you look at where we're at here at Kansas Speedway, Jeff, the last five Kansas races have been won by five different drivers. Brandon Jones is the only one of those five drivers that's entered in today's race. And by the way, he's leading the field with the green flag.
With Chandler Smith alongside. So we are ready to go. 38 teams are ready to go. Play our 12 of those ready to race in the playoffs right now. Let's begin with our command downstairs.
Kansas Speedway, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome host of New Day with SSJ on Sports Radio 810 WHB and Kansas City native Stephen St. John.
Drivers, start your engines!
38 NASCAR Xfinity Series machines come to life. The Kansas Lottery 300 is next.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank Savings Account. Ally Bank, member FDIC. Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
After qualifying earlier today, Leland Honeyman will start 38th. Brad Perez, making his first Xfinity Oval start, will start 37th. Ryan Vargas starts 36th. Patrick Emerling goes 35th. Joey Gase is the 34th starter. Kyle Weatherman starts 33rd. Blaine Perkins, 32nd. And Logan Bearden starts 31st.
Daniel Dye will start 30th this afternoon. Ryan Ellis, 29th. 28th will be Brennan Poole. Dawson Cram, ready to go, starting 27th. Jeremy Clements, 26th. J.J. Yaley will start 25th, 24th. Matt DiBenedetto, Parker Rutzloff, 23rd. Shane Van Gisbergen will start 22nd. And Kyle Sieg will start 21st.
With Anthony Alfredo going 20th, Jeff Burton starts 19th. Josh Williams, the 18th starter, and Corey Heim, 17th. Riley Herbst starts 16th. Sheldon Creed goes 15th. A.J. Allmendinger starts 14th. And Sammy Smith, 13th. The 12th starter, that's Ryan Sieg. Starting 11th is Taylor Gray.
Now your top 10 starters, starting 10th, Austin Hill. Starting 9th, Justin Allgaier. Parker Kligerman will start 8th. Jesse Love, 7th. Starting 6th, Eric Almirola. Sam Mayer will start 5th. Starting 4th, Connor Zillich. Starting 3rd, Cole Custer. And on the front row, starting 2nd, Chandler Smith. and capturing the pole earlier today. Leading the field to the green flag is Brandon Jones. He cut a lap at 175.553 miles an hour.
Time now to take a swing around this mile and a half Kansas Speedway. Bring in our two turn announcers who are going to be battling not only sunburn today, but maybe windburn. We'll start over in turns one and two from Barry, Vermont. That's Dave Moody.
Thank you, Alex Hayden. Good afternoon, everybody. It is a little breezy here today. We'll touch on the impact of that in just a moment, but first, the lay of the land here in turns one and two. The variable degree banking in play here at Kansas Speedway. 17 degrees down on the bottom of the racetrack, 18 higher up, 19 higher still, and a full 20 degrees when you get up next to the outside lane and the safer barrier, which for many of these drivers this afternoon will be the fast way around, just inches off the outside wall, trying to carry full momentum. And on a gusty, windy day, with the gusts blowing about straight across from turn four to turn two, you time one of those gusts at the wrong time, and it might get you a little bit closer to the wall than you had planned on being. All a good reason to keep an eye on the action, and we will do exactly that here in turn two at Kansas Speedway. Now to the other end of the property, Milford, Delaware's Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Dave, and good afternoon, everybody. That wind that Dave describes will create a nose wind for these cars and could be problematic when they race off the end of the back straightaway, back into the variable degree banking of turns three and four. The great news about Kansas, if your car is off in the chassis department, you can self-medicate until you have a chance to get to pit road. Maybe you're running the bottom. Maybe you're running the top. You have options as far as lane choice is concerned. But today's point, the fast lane this weekend has been the high lane up against the safer barrier. But you need to be versatile, because if everybody goes up there, you got to be able to drop down and pass. It's always fun to watch these races here at Kansas Speedway. And we're positioned on the back of the Ally billboard to do exactly that here this afternoon.
And there's a trip around the 1.5-mile Kansas Speedway. Now one more trip down pit road for some other stories that Alan and Steve have been following. Steve, let's start with you.
Alan chatted with Sam Mayer in our pre-race, though. Sam starts in the fifth spot. Had a chance to sit down with Sam during NASCAR Xfinity Series Media Day, and this is a bittersweet portion of his career. Everything he's known, 110 starts over 4 years, has been with Junior Motorsports, but we're down to the final seven races there as next year he goes to the Haas family team here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. He's been really, really good on these mile and a half, and he wants to have a good start here today. Two of the last three races he's won, Texas and Homestead, are on mile and a half racetracks, and he's looking to do more of the same here this afternoon. That's the story on Sam Mayer, who starts fifth. Alan Cavada, what's caught your attention here for the Xfinity Series?
Well, we talked to Justin Allgaier earlier, and the story is him chasing that championship. Well, Allgaier and his team unveiled his special helmet this week. This is a tradition going back years where Justin's daughter, Harper, helps in the design. This year, even more special, because now his youngest daughter, Willow, got to help for the first time in the design as well. It's beautiful. Guys, I can describe it as part MRN blue, part white, but most importantly, it features some large horseshoes on it, which is a nod to Justin's grandpa, Bud Allgaier, a sense of good luck, and a nice message written on it from his daughters in their handwriting. It says, "Daddy, it's your lucky year." Let's see how much luck it brings here in this year's championship chase.
You're right about that. We'll find out if it does indeed come into play today or not. As a matter of fact, it's also all weekend long an opportunity to honor a cancer hero along with the Martin Truex Jr. Foundation and the NASCAR Foundation. It's presented by Advent Health. You're speaking about Justin Allgaier's car. Well, he's got a name on the top of his race car, pilot John Hixon. And he lost his battle with cancer. He was nominated for this by Scott Hixon. It was his brother. Big NASCAR fan was pilot John Hixon. Started going to the Daytona 500 back in 1990. Never missed a Daytona 500 until then. He was a pilot for Delta Airlines. He loved speed and he loved Daytona and Talladega. Unfortunately, lost his battle to prostate cancer at the young age of 60 years old. Justin Allgaier was the driver that he loved to cheer for in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And Justin Allgaier is carrying the name pilot John Hixon above his race car. All the teams are doing that all weekend long in every series.
79 drivers to be exact. That voice, by the way, belongs to Alex Hayden. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is the championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Ready to go to work in a half a lap. Dave Moody outside turn two. Mike Bagley outside turn three. Steve Post and Alan Cavada on pit road. Crew chief, stage one done in lap at lap number 45. What are we trying to accomplish here over the first 45 laps?
Stack up those stage points. Get yourselves in a position. Try to get yourself as far forward as you can. Figure out what you got in your balance, your race car, but got to go get all those points. The playoffs have started. You never know when you're going to need one more. Go and get them.
Justin Allgaier and Cole Custer, the top two on the playoff grid. Those drivers starting the race below the cut line. When you look up and down, Jeff Sheldon Creed starting at three behind. Then you've got A.J. Allmendinger, Sammy Smith, Parker Kligerman. But a good stage one finish can flip things immediately.
Well, I think the thing, too, this is race number one for the round of 12. You've got to be mistake-free. You've got to come out of here, complete all the laps, get all the stage points you can, and focus on next week after you take the checkered flag.
Right now, the field is behind the Toyota Super GR pace car driven by Jason Brownlow. He'll make his way to the pit lane, and we'll be ready to get the Xfinity Series race started to call it for the Motor Racing Network. From Grand Rapids, Michigan, here's Jeff Striegel.
It's the Kansas Lottery 300, the Kansas Speedway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the run for the championship begins right now. The playoffs are underway here at Kansas. Brandon Jones, Chandler Smith, they're all ready to turn one.
The advantage goes to Chandler Smith at the drop of the green flag. He'll lead the way into turn number one. The battle now for second. Brandon Jones around the outside of Cole Custer.
Cole Custer will fall back in third. Connor Zilich now riding in fourth, side by side for a moment in fifth. Eric Almirola will break free of that battle with Sam Mayer. Oh, and Zilich is sideways. He'll hang on to the car. What a save by Connor Zilich out of four.
Connor Zilich making his first career oval start in an Xfinity car. Got a lesson from a veteran in Eric Almirola, Dave, where he took the air off the spoiler.
Packed that left rear wheel well full of air. Nearly turned him around. It's almost going to happen again as here comes Taylor Gray trying to do the same.
Jesse Love has also gotten by. Connor Zilich just trying to get his sea legs back under him. He's right in the middle of a three-wide battle. He's got to his inside, Tanner Gray, and he's also got Parker Kligerman to his outside.
And Ryan Sieg is going to try to make it three wide right behind as well. Now it begins to sort out, at least for the moment. Meanwhile, the top three have broken away.
Chandler Smith shows the way by a couple of car lengths over the pole center. Brandon Jones, it's three more back to Cole Custer.
They make their way to the back straightaway. Looking further back, Parker Kligerman, Zilich side by side. Taylor Gray has gotten away, and in front of him, here's Jesse Love. He'll drive to the inside of Justin Allgaier for a spot there.
A couple of Chevrolet Camaros side by side off turn four for position number five. Give it to the outside lane, and Justin Allgaier, he'll get in front of the Jesse Love car headed to the corner.
They'll go single file now back into turn number one. Front of the pack, it continues to be Chandler Smith. He's opening it up a little bit at a time over Brandon Jones.
Problems for Jeremy Clements the last time by, off the pace and down to the apron and down to pit road. Battle for second now. Brandon Jones, Cole Custer, Chevy and Ford going out of there.
And that's a restart violation pass-through penalty for Jeremy Clements. He'll serve it right now, come back out onto the racetrack, and more than likely, Dave, go a lap down.
He's going to do exactly that as the leaders make their way into turn one and will bypass Jeremy Clements on the apron. Battle beginning to heat up for second. Cole Custer closing the gap on Brandon Jones.
Not about a two-car length separation there as they leg it out up the back straightaway. All the while, Chandler Smith beginning to pull away with the lead. His advantage now, some four-car lengths.
Over Brandon Jones, who is second. Then Cole Custer goes third. Eric Almirola is fourth. A gap of 10 car lengths comes back to the number five place car. That's Justin Allgaier. Then it's Jesse Love stacked up behind him. Taylor Gray, Parker Kligerman, Sam Mayer, and Connor Zilich.
Justin Allgaier is going to jump to the bottom of the racetrack, make his way underneath the now lap machine of Jeremy Clements as he tries to reel in the top four.
Allgaier kicked a bit wide coming off the corner. So you got Allgaier, the lap car of Clements, and then you get back to Jesse Love, who is starting to feel
trouble
pressure
off turn number
trouble
two.
One straightaway, one car goes around. It's Sammy Smith. He spins down to the apron on the inside of the back straightaway. Does not appear to have made any contact. Sammy Smith refires and pulls away.
So Sammy Smith will put us under the caution flag for the first time here this afternoon. It comes out early on lap number six. Chandler Smith, Brandon Jones, Cole Custer, Eric Almirola, Justin Allgaier, top five, lap six, under caution.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Racing Electronics scanners allow you to listen in on uncensored audio from your favorite drivers, spotters, and crews the entire race. Hear team strategy with critical passes, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama. To learn more, visit them at racingelectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Coming in 9 down to the cut line is not how Sammy Smith wanted to start this race, but to no avail, and he is limping that car now onto pit road. We'll follow up there in a moment. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
We have had some cars come to pit road, so let's get you there right now. We're going to start with Sammy Smith, Alan. Obviously not the way he wanted to start it here at Kansas.
Now, Sammy Smith has been on and off pit road once. He's got to come back, though, because there is significant damage on the right side. You described the spin that brought the caution out. It started a few laps before that after contact from behind from A.J. Allmendinger put the A-car of Sammy Smith in the wall. That made him loose and may have cut a tire down. Then it led to even more problems. So they've been in, put four tires on there, Sunoco fuel, but then they really started working on the right side of the car. The spoiler, they may describe it as the ear of the spoiler, that the ultimate edge that was bent, so they had to re-bend that to make it straight. They're going to come back in, fix even more damage on the right side. I try to salvage as much as they can right now.
Yeah, tough break for Sammy Smith, a playoff driver. Another playoff driver, and Shane Van Gisbergen also came to pit lane. Steve Post?
Yeah, and Alex, he reported the car was just extremely loose. In fact, they did four rounds of adjustments on the car. That is a major, major change. You ain't going anywhere fast when you have to make four rounds of adjustments on a car. So Kevin Walter, the crew chief, brought him down under this early caution, made the adjustments, and SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, back out on the racetrack to see if they're able to tighten that automobile up.
Right now. Now we're working lap 8 of 200. 300 miles will make up the distance here this afternoon for the 38 race teams on the property. Stage 1 done at lap 45. Stage 2 at lap 90, and then 110 more to the black and white checkered flag.
Here they come up off turn number 4 behind the pace car, and we will get the one to go signal from chief starter today, Kyle Hicks, on top of the flag stand, and we get the one to go opportunity to choose what lane you want to restart in.
Chandler Smith will go to the inside, Brandon Jones to the outside, Cole Custer to the outside. We have seen the outside lane be the quicker lane. and yet Chandler electing to restart inside row one. Bit of a surprise?
Maybe not. His Joe Gibbs Racing teammate, Eric Almirola, went to the bottom of the racetrack, will be on his back bumper for this restart.
And that restart is a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Only 9 laps are complete. Lap 10 will go on the board when they come back around to the Geico restart zone and get this Kansas Lottery 300 restarted. Todd, the opening handful of laps, anything jump off the page at you?
A couple things, and good to see him on pit road. Shane Van Gisbergen was really struggling with his car there. We've seen a couple of them that really missed the balance loose. Connor Zilich there really had his hands full going through there. It'd be interesting to see how that settles down through the rest of this stage.
Chandler Smith making just his second start at this level. He ran here 1 year ago, finished 32nd, did not lead a lap. So far, Chandler's led the first 9. The 22-year-old driver from Talking Rock, Georgia, Chandler Smith, getting ready to pace the field back to the green flag. He's got Brandon Jones alongside. Eric Almirola right behind Chandler Smith inside of row number 2. Cole Custer ready to go outside row 2.
Here they come, up off turn number 4. Pace car hits the pit lane as they come to the line to complete lap number 10 into the Geico restart zone. Back on the throttle they go, and through the gearbox as the green flag goes back in the air. Chandler Smith has a trunk full of his teammate, Eric Almirola.
As a matter of fact, 3 Joe Gibbs Racing teammates lined up nose to tail on the inside. That'll be enough to push Chandler Smith to the lead. Brandon Jones to second. Justin Allgaier giddy up in the outside lane. He busts into the top 5.
First side-by-side battles for third. That's where Eric Almirola will race to the inside of Cole Custer. Custer's trying to find a way around Brandon Jones.
Taylor Gray looking on 3 wide for second. Maybe won't develop. Brandon Jones will hold down second side-by-side, though, right behind Eric Almirola, working down on the inside of Cole Custer.
Almirola on the move early, takes it all the way down, actually flirts with the area below the white line going into turn 1, taking the short way, trying to go under Cole Custer.
Custer flying around the outside. He'll reclaim third. Here's Almirola back to fourth. He'll fall into the clutches of his teammate, Taylor Gray, with Justin Allgaier looking on behind Gray.
Further back, youngster Logan Bearden drifted up and slapped the outside safer barrier. He'll continue on as we come to the line. Chandler Smith's opened up 3 car lengths on second place, Brandon Jones.
Jones rides in second. Then it's another 3 back to Cole Custer, who's all over the racetrack right now looking for speed. This time around, he runs the safer barrier. Last time he was down on the white line.
Took the outside lane that time out of 2, and that will help him get a good run. Down the back straightaway. He's going to dial up the low lane in 3. He's trying to get to the back bumper of Brandon Jones as Jones flies for the lead.
Well, that's a good battle, isn't it, Mike? Brandon Jones is there. Chandler Smith has got the lead. Brandon now just a half a car length back, and Cole Custer looking on.
Right behind them, they are side by side now for position number 4. Gray goes to the inside on Almirola. Gray to the bottom. Almirola topside.
Battle for the lead to the back straightaway. Brandon Jones has reached the back bumper of Chandler Smith. Looked like for a moment he was going to try a move down low. He'll check up, go to the outside, and try to get that Chevy wound tight topside.
He's going to make the momentum try to work. Now a crossover does Brandon Jones to the inside of Chandler Smith. However, Smith is strong at the point.
Brandon Jones trying to sneak a wheel to the inside as he looks to the bottom on Chandler Smith, but Smith too strong. Holds him off. He will fall back. Brandon Jones in line, single file.
While they battle for the lead, they pulled away from Cole Custer by maybe 6-7 car lengths. Behind Cole is another 4 back to Eric Almirola and Taylor Gray, and a battle for 4th.
Yeah, with Justin Allgaier looking on. So good racing early here this afternoon at the Kansas Speedway. Good battle for the lead between Chandler Smith and Brandon Jones. Cole Custer has got 3rd, and now they're side by side for position number 4.
Almirola and Taylor Gray are at it again. Gray keeps pounding away at that low line. He's got a pretty good run on him, but Almirola's strong up high.
couple of Toyota Supras racing for position there. Gray started that run to the bottom, had to back away on the back straightaway, and with that maneuver, has allowed Allgaier to close in to make that a three-man dam.
Allgaier runs the bottom of the racetrack, lets the car drift wide in position number six. Just in front of him, Taylor Gray all over the back bumper of Eric Almirola.
Almirola took it all the way to the infield to try and shut off that low line drive. Now he'll go up to the fence. Once again, Gray, this time in the middle of the racetrack, trying to put a wheel underneath it.
A couple of Joe Gibbs Racing teammates racing for fourth with a junior motorsports driver looking on. Taylor Gray's got a fast car, but he has not been able to find the lane he needs to get around in the Almirola car.
Good battle further back now, Mike, and that's Austin Hill and Sam Mayer. Austin's got seventh, and Sam's trying to take it away here at the line. Down below the apron is Sam Mayer. They're continuing to go wheel to wheel back to the corner.
Side by side into turn number one. Sam Mayer down on the white line takes the short way around, and he's going to take that spot away from Hill as they exit turn two.
Put Sam Mayer in seventh. Austin Hill drops to eighth in a private battle. They are about four car lengths ahead of Parker Kligerman, who rides ninth.
They come to the line to complete the 18th circuit here with 27 to go now in the opening stage of the race. Chandler Smith now has been able to break free and clear. Further back, Sheldon Creed and Riley Herbst have been going at it, hammer and tong back to turn number one.
Yeah, that's been a tremendous battle to watch. Neither driver giving the other one an inch right now. Riley Herbst has got the spot. He's got the high groove. Creed running down low.
They are racing for the 10th position. Creed with a good run out of two will open up the inside lane halfway down the back straightaway. And here's Creed. He'll dive in way deep into turn three.
And trying to pick up position number 10 away from Riley Herbst. We're 19 down. Chandler Smith right now showing the way over Brandon Jones, Cole Custer, Eric Almirola, and Taylor Gray. That is your top five at the moment. The rest of the top 10 is Justin Allgaier, followed by Sam Mayer. Austin Hill is eighth, Parker Kligerman ninth, and Sheldon Creed has, again, just cracked into the top 10.
Running 11th is Riley Herbst, 12th is Jesse Love, 13th is Connor Zilich, 14th is Corey Heim, and 15th, Ryan Sieg. A.J. Allmendinger back in 16th, Parker Retzloff 17th, Kyle Sieg is 18th, Matt DiBenedetto 19th, and Brennan Poole is 20th.
We'll take you all the way down the leaderboard here at lap number 20 with 180 laps still remaining. Anthony Alfredo 21st, 22nd, Josh Williams running in front of Jeb Burton, Daniel Dye, 24th, Shane Van Gisbergen, 25th, Kyle Weatherman, J.J. Yaley, Jeremy Clements, 28th, Leland Honeyman, 29th, and Sammy Smith is 30th.
31st is Brad Perez, Ryan Ellis, 32nd, Dawson Cram is 33rd, Joey Gase is 34th, Blaine Perkins is 35th, Ryan Vargas, 36th, Patrick Emmerling, 37th, and Logan Bearden on and off the pit lane after having wall contact is back in 38.
That's a look at the leaderboard presented by Napa on lap number 21. Elevate your engine's performance and help it run cleaner, longer with the advanced formulation and protection of Napa full synthetic engine oil available at Napa locations nationwide.
Napa! Did you know that one in four vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at Napa locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. Napa!
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Kansas is the only track Cole Custer doesn't have a top 10 finish. He just moved into second, got by Brandon Jones, bumping Brandon back to third. Chandler Smith showing the way. Eric Almirola right behind Brandon running fourth. And Taylor Gray rounds out the top five. 24 laps complete. 21 remain in the stage from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Eric Almirola up to second now as he gets by Cole Custer. Chandler Smith continues to show the way here on lap 26. Smith, Eric Almirola, Cole Custer, Brandon Jones, and Taylor Gray. Alex, we have been on the Motor Racing Network trying to help and do what we can. Hurricane Helene has affected thousands of people. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of those folks, and there's a way that all of us can pitch in and help in this time of need.
Yeah, there absolutely is. You can go to the Red Cross website, visit redcross.org to help and donate there, or you can call them if you prefer. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767 to make a financial donation. Or if you prefer to text, you can do it that way. You can text the word Helene to 90999 to make a donation.
Donate a 5, a 10, a 20. Donate what you can. Just simply donate, that's for sure. And we'll have those numbers and everything for you throughout today's broadcast and tomorrow when we broadcast to Hollywood Casino 400, Kansas Speedway. Broadcast time, 2 o'clock. Mike Bagley and the crew will have NASCAR Live Race Day. We'll take you all the way up to the green flag. Right now, it's Chandler Smith showing the way. Alex Hayden on lap number 29.
And he has led all but one lap in today's race. 28 of the 29 laps. Brandon Jones, our pole sitter, got credit for leading just one other lap that we've run today. As a matter of fact, Chandler Smith is another one of the drivers carrying a special Honor a Cancer Hero on board his race car. And right now, it's got it out at the front of the field. The Martin Truex Jr. Foundation and the NASCAR Foundation, along with Advent Health, have names that on race cars all weekend long in all series competing here. On Chandler Smith's car, his name is Nikki Herrick, a 20-year registered nurse, 52 years of age. Back in January, was diagnosed with stage 4 bile duct cancer. Sadly, we lost Nikki back on the 19th of July. She was a huge Chandler Smith fan, and Tom Herrick said, you know what, I want to honor her and put her name on her favorite driver's race car at Kansas Speedway, and she's riding along with our race leader.
Shannon Curtis is riding along with our second place running driver in Eric Almirola. 15 laps to go in stage number one. That means there's 30 laps complete, now 31. Let's get you downstairs to the postman and find out what he's hearing, what he's thinking, and what he's expecting when these cars come to pit road, Steve.
Well, it really is contingent upon the handling, and we're all over the map. We talked about Shane Van Gisbergen very, very loose on the race car. Jesse Love is very, very tight. I mean, the nose wants to slide up the racetrack. Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, pretty happy with their race cars, and they're really working with Austin Hill just on braking and how to get the car through the corner as he's just lacking overall grip. So, Jeff, I'm not hearing a real trend one way or the other. I'm hearing a little of this, a little of that, and I think that will determine what will happen when they come down. Now, they have four sets of the Goodyear Racing Eagles, so I would suspect when we get to the end of stage one at lap number 45, they will come in and take the first of those four sets laying on the ground here. Goodyear Racing Eagles and make appropriate adjustments.
Today is the opening race of the playoffs, and as we run at lap 32, the four drivers on the outside looking in are A.J. Allmendinger, Shane Van Gisbergen, Parker Kligerman, and Sammy Smith. With points to be paid out in 11 more laps, those four drivers below the cut line right now, Jeff, are not in position to earn a stage point.
Well, right now, A.J. Allmendinger running in position number 15, Shane Van Gisbergen 26th, Sammy Smith right now running back in 28th, and Jesse Love, of the four drivers you just mentioned, the highest running at 14th. They have work to do. They're going to have an opportunity to get to pit road. You heard the postman just a moment ago. The stage will end in 12 laps.
It will indeed. And for some drivers, Alan Cavana, they need to get to pit lane for one reason or another. And one of those drivers that would love to get down there under caution is Taylor Gray.
Yeah, Taylor Gray just a few laps ago looked like he was competing for a top five spot. Now he's falling back. There is something amiss when it comes to the power under the hood. They don't know what it is yet. They're asking about his voltage. That seems fine. So right now they're just trying to limp it to the end of the stage, put up the hood and see if they can diagnose something. But something wrong with the 19 car right now, Taylor Gray.
Taylor Gray back in ninth. Going to have a battle for the lead here in just a moment, Mike Bagley. We are 10 laps away from the end of the stage. Chandler Smith has led 34 laps, but Eric Almirola, Mike, is closing in.
He is indeed closing in. Eric has gotten around Cole Custer, and he is hammered down trying to catch the race leader. A few laps ago, Almirola was skimming off the outside wall with just a bit of damage, not much, and that has not affected the speed of that car.
Not at all. He's chopped it down to four car lengths now. Dave Moody, where is Almirola beating Chandler Smith?
He's beating him in the corners. Chandler Smith is running that high line, running maybe half a car width off the outside wall. Eric Almirola taking it to an extreme. He is literally 3 inches from the fence all the way through one and two.
Now he is down to a car length and a half behind Chandler Smith. Here's Smith. He'll go up the racetrack. He'll take it all the way to the safer barrier for a moment, pull it back off the wall, about a car width off that wall, and here's Almirola looking for the point.
Boy, they make contact. Chandler Smith back end kicks out, saves it side by side at the line. Eric Almirola down to the inside on Chandler Smith.
Almirola dive bombs his way into turn number one, slides up across the nose of Chandler Smith. Once again, inches off the wall. Eric Almirola takes the lead out of turn two.
These drivers definitely would love a trip to pit road because they are dancing around like they are on ice. You can tell that the tires have given up and everybody is manhandling their race cars. Eric Almirola just manhandled his to the lead.
He did, and he's going to drift up the racetrack off turn number four. Chandler Smith is not giving up the fight. He's rallying back down at the bottom of the racetrack. Seven to go in the stage.
Chandler Smith is right there, tucked up under the rear spoiler of Eric Almirola. He dives to the bottom of the racetrack, puts the wheel on the inside, side by side for the moment, but Almirola rockets off the top of two.
That car of Brad Perez has the best seat in the house for this one. Eric Almirola, Chandler Smith racing for the lead. Here's Almirola. He'll take it all the way to the wall. Chandler Smith takes it all the way to the bottom.
Eight of our 10 top 10 cars right now are all playoff contenders. Eric Almirola is not. Could care less about stage points. On the other hand, Chandler Smith would like, Dave, all of them.
He would like to have them all. Unfortunately for him, Eric Almirola cares a lot about leading races, and he now is pulling away while he deals with a couple of lap machines on the back stretch.
He will put Jeremy Clements a lap in arrears. He'll also put Leland Honeyman a lap down. And now Eric Almirola's got wide open racetrack to work with, at least for now.
He does, with nobody realistically on the back bumper as he pulls away from those lap machines. Down to the line, lap number 40 on the board. That gives us five laps to go here in the opening stage. Further back, Brandon Jones, our pole sitter, has backslid just a bit. Brandon Jones now finds himself in a mess of traffic headed to turn one.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good battle on his hands right now. He's going to go to the top of the racetrack. Right behind him is Sam Mayer as they race for position on turn number two to the backstretch.
Sam's got to back away, though. Car got away from him just a tad coming off the corner. Here's Mayer, though, trying to keep pace with Jones as they work in and around some of the lap traffic.
That is the battle for position number four with with four to go in the stage. Chandler Smith coming across the line. Then it's a ways back comes Cole Custer. Then comes Brandon Jones. Then comes Sam Mayer. That's a top five headed your way, Dave.
It's really been shocking how quickly Eric Almirola was able to run down Chandler Smith, wrestle the lead away, and now Mike Bagley nearly half the length of the backstretch for a lead.
Eric Almirola is hammered down and pulling away. Chandler Smith is just trying to hang on to that race car right now. Almirola again up the racetrack and just riding the Schaefer barrier.
Got a long green flag run underway with a caution coming in three more laps when the stage concludes. Almirola has run down more back markers.
He will slide to the outside and put a couple of more cars in the lap down category. He is far and away the best long run car as he puts Sammy Smith down a lap.
Sammy Smith riding at the bottom of the racetrack. Almirola using the outside lane to get by. Another driver getting ready to go a lap in arrears, and that would be Kyle Weatherman.
And that will give us 27 cars still running on the lead lap. Eric Almirola, a winner at the Martinsville Speedway in one of the few attempts that he's made this year, looking mighty strong so far here this afternoon, Dave.
Eric Almirola stealing their milk money and eating their lunch right now. He is far and away the best car on the racetrack. He'll dive to the inside, put a lap on Kyle Weatherman.
As he does that, everybody else just trying to get to the end of this stage. Almirola, a slip or a slide here or there, seems unaffected by these tires wearing and giving out towards the end of stage one.
The veteran NASCAR driver, Eric Almirola, will exit turn number four, come down to the line, and begin his final lap of stage number one. He's free and clear of Kyle Weatherman at the moment.
Said he didn't want to race full-time anymore, but he wouldn't mind some one-off races in a really fast Xfinity car. Boy, did he get his win. He is dominating now at the exit turn two.
He is pulling away from everyone and doing it with what looks to be the greatest of ease. He'll come off the end of the backstretch, about a lane off the wall, and now he'll swing wide and just skim across that wall yet again.
Taylor Gray with a ton of smoke. Caution flag is out. Taylor Gray in trouble. Stage one coming to an end. Green and white checkered flag is out. Eric Almirola across the line, but again, the caution flag is waving. Stage win number four in his eighth start of the season for Eric Almirola. Chandler Smith, these are the drivers that will collect stage points. Eric Almirola, Chandler Smith was second, Cole Custer third, Brandon Jones fourth, and Sam Mayer fifth. Sheldon Creed sixth across the line, Austin Hill seventh, Justin Allgaier eighth, Riley Herbst ninth, and Parker Retzlaff 10th across the line to wrap up stage number one.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage is presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! A little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
Taylor Gray takes his car behind the wall. Earlier in the race, Alan Cavana reported that something was going south with the engine. Finally, it let go on the final lap of the opening stage. Cleanup ongoing now with some fluid put down on the racetrack. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Speedway pit lane remains closed while cleanup takes place from the fluid that was put down on the racetrack right at the entrance to pit road headed to the tri-oval from the Taylor Gray engine that expired. And we're going to stay under this caution for an extended period of time. There's a lot of speedy dry being put down, let alone the end of the stage, but it's an opportunity once pit lane opens up for everybody to get there.
Sammy Smith already there. Alan, they continue to work on Sammy Smith's car.
They're just trying to do whatever they can to salvage this day, right? I mean, there was so much damage on the right side, both front and rear. A lot of the work trying to calm down the driver as well. Again, this is the playoffs. It's about surviving and advancing, making the most out of bad days. They're trying to put as much bear bond and stuff as they can on there and keep themselves in something of a position. You can see it as it drives down pit road. The more bear bond, that silver shiny tape stuff, the more and more they put on, they're trying to improve the aero again, just trying to salvage a bad start to this race.
Yeah, after having contact in the opening laps from A.J. Allmendinger and eventually spinning around off turn number two, Sammy Smith finds himself right now in the 36th position, one lap down. He is not in position for any sort of a free pass at the moment.
And he is 32 points below the cut line. The other three drivers joining him below the cut line at the moment, Shane Van Gisbergen, A.J. Allmendinger, and Parker Kligerman joining Sammy below the cut line. But again, Alex, this is race number one. Obviously, you know, we talk about it. You want to be mistake-free. You want to get in and out of here with a good finish. You don't want to dig a hole that you got to climb out of next week.
No, you don't. And when you go to Talladega Super Speedway, the next race on the calendar, and then the Roval at Charlotte, the road course where you're turning left and right with a new configuration in the infield exiting back out onto the main oval, there's a lot of unknowns still to go. And in this round, to be able to get out of Kansas Speedway with a good finish, maybe even a win. Well, if you're on the flip side of that and you come out of here with a bad finish, you find yourself in close to panic mode.
Yeah, like, you know, what we're watching down on pit road is Sammy returns. Sammy Smith, we're talking about. He's back on pit road, taking advantage, full advantage of this extended caution flag. Now, pit road will open up for the lead lap drivers. Eric Almirola at the front of the field. He'll be on pit road here shortly, along with Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer. That was your top five across the line. Green lights on, and Alan, here they come.
Loose, loose, loose is the word on the radio up and down my section of pit road. Justin Allgaier says he is in a four-wheel drift out there. Brandon Jones says he can't get into the corner without kind of slipping, screwing it up, and ruining the rest of his lap. Eric Almirola, though, the only one of my drivers who gets better as the run goes on. Yes, at first he said he was loose, 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 but his car just got better with the long run. Two tires on the right side coming around to the left. Sunoco fuel in there. Steve Post, who you got?
Riley Herbst is another one of those, Alan, whose car gets better over the course of the run. They need to get it better at the short run, but they're pretty good on the long run. Here's Chandler Smith on the car. He just needs his car to turn a little bit better. They're going four tires, chassis adjustment, Sunoco Racing Fuel, the General. Cole Custer wins the race off from pit road. There goes Austin Hill and Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed, and it looks like it might have been Chandler Smith, your front five, off from pit road. So other pit stops down here. Lateral grip is what I'm hearing. Cole Custer needs more lateral grip, and one other driver here, Jesse Love, a little tight, he needed lateral grip as well. Pit stops, lap 49, the end of stage number one.
The big gain on pit lane was Austin Hill and his team gained five spots on the pit stop. The race leader, Eric Almirola, and his team, they lost six positions.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh,
Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing highlife. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR playoffs weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we highlight MRN and NBC broadcaster Kim Coon for her contributions in motorsports.
My favorite thing about being a female in motorsports is all of the young female fans that find me at the racetrack that are really excited to see me doing the job I'm doing and doing it well. And I've had so many young girls come up to me and say, you know, I didn't know that there was a place for me in motorsports, and now, you know, this is what I want to study in college. And to be one of a number of females who are opening and forging a path for other females who see a future in motorsports is really rewarding.
The Motor Racing Network honoring women in motorsports was brought to you by Ally Bank. No matter what you are saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Of course, Kim Coon is also a pit reporter for us here at the Motor Racing Network. She is very busy in the sport of NASCAR racing and has absolutely earned her spot.
A.J. Allmendinger back on pit road. They had an uncontrolled tire, and that just forced them to come back on pit road. He's now at the tail end of the lead lap. He is back in 25th position, but he's not alone back there among playoff drivers. Shane Van Gisbergen back in 24th. Sammy Smith, well-documented, rough start. He is the furthest down of our playoff running drivers. One lap down, back in 34th. Cole Custer, though, is up front. Alex Hayden, Cole Custer, Austin Hill, Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed, Chandler Smith, five playoff drivers. So far, having a good afternoon.
Pole sitter Brandon Jones, an unscheduled stop, just came off the racetrack, came down, and they put the air gun to the right front lug nuts, and that's going to cost him a ton of track position. He'll have to fall in now at the tail end of the field since he made a pit stop when they were coming to choose. By rule, he will not get the opportunity to choose what lane to restart in. He'll simply have to go to the tail end of the long line here.
Getting ready to go in the Kansas Lottery 300. Buy a lottery ticket, and who knows, it could change your world in a matter of seconds. The Kansas Lottery 300, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, getting ready to go back under the green flag. It will fly on lap number 53, getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to GEICO and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com right now to get started.
Field works behind the pace car over in turn number three. They'll make their way over to the aforementioned GEICO restart zone and we'll get the Kansas Lottery restarted. There will be 37 laps to go in stage number two. Up front, Cole Custer has everybody at his command. He'll be the control car and can get on the throttle first anywhere inside the restart zone.
For the reigning champion, Cole Custer outside row one, Chandler Smith working down to his inside. Here we go, getting ready to go back under the green flag on lap number 53. Make that Austin Hill on the inside. Sheldon Creed behind him. Cole Custer, good start. He's got Sam Mayer working to his outside.
Good jump on the green flag by Cole Custer. He will easily break away with the lead and drop down into the low line. Austin Hill now will have to fight to hang on to third.
Cole Custer is gone now by three, now by four. Car length, Sam Mayer breaks free of the pack behind him in second. And they are indeed side by side for third.
That's where Chandler Smith goes to the outside of Austin Hill up off turn number four. Chandler Smith trying to get some of that lost real estate after leading earlier in the event. He led 36 laps and he's on the comeback.
Austin Hill not going to be happy with that restart. He started on the inside of row one. Now he's going to be hard pressed to hold on to third place. Around the outside, he'll drop back to fourth.
Smith away with third. Hill now fourth. They're side by side for fifth. Sheldon Creed has opened up the inside lane with Riley Hurst to his right elbow.
Eric Almirola looking on. Behind him, Parker Kligerman and Justin Allgaier. They're side by side off the corner. Down to the inside, almost on the apron, is Allgaier. To his right elbow is Parker Kligerman.
Kligerman letting it ride in that outside lane. Squeezes down just a little bit on Allgaier on entry into turn number one. Little Gator's got the room he needs. He slides up and takes the spot.
He will take the eighth position in front of them. Here's Eric Almirola going to work on Sheldon Creed. It was Creed a lap ago trying to take a spot away from Riley Herbst. That didn't work, and he may lose another.
He might very well do just that off turn number four. Near contact there, Eric Almirola with the left rear quarter panel of Sheldon Creed. These two drivers now side by side.
They nearly bang on each other again on entry into turn number one. That's going to cost Sheldon Creed some momentum. Almirola will slide under and take a spot. Now here comes Justin Allgaier.
The lane left open for Allgaier. Out of two, but Allgaier didn't have the real estate that he needed. He'll back away and follow Creed back to the corner with Parker Kligerman behind Allgaier trying to find a fast way through.
Got a bunch of playoff cars running in the top 10. 57 laps complete side by side at the line. Chandler Smith working down to the inside of Sam Mayer to pick up position number two. Cole Custer, then Chandler Smith, then Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, and Riley Herbst. That's your top five. Sheldon Creed, sixth. Eric Almirola, seventh. Justin Allgaier, Parker Kligerman, and Connor Zilich. The top 10 right now, Alex Hayden, in the Kansas Lottery 300.
I want to welcome back to the broadcast booth friend of the Motor Racing Network, Stephen Ortiz, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Kansas Lottery. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure to be here again today. Beautiful weather for the Kansas Lottery 300.
Tell us what's new. What's going on with the Kansas Lottery?
Hey, it's always busy here at the Kansas Lottery. It's been an extremely busy month. We've been at the State Fair wrapping up here at the Kansas Lottery 300 for a busy month. It's also time for the Holiday Millionaire Raffle, giving away $1 million later this year.
Sign me up. I'm there. I'm in on that one. Why is the partnership with Kansas Speedway and NASCAR so important with Kansas Lottery?
You know, this is really important for us that we have a loyalty program called Play On, and this is one of our most popular promotions that we do every year, that we bring 30 winners plus their guests that get an all-inclusive NASCAR weekend. And not to mention that NASCAR coming to Kansas, it's one of the biggest sporting events that we have here in our state. So we're always happy to be a great partner and be part of the action.
Tell us a little bit about our grand marshal for today's Kansas Lottery 300. I know it's a good story.
Hey, it's a great story. We got Stephen St. John's from Sports Radio 810 from the Morning Drive. And I wanted to say this morning he was out doing MCing ALS for the Cure. And that's something that's kind of near and true to my heart. My dad's a former United States Marine Corps. Today's his 73rd birthday, so I wanted to give him a shout-out for his birthday. But my dad's also battling ALS, and I wanted to know everybody else out there that's battling ALS that they're not out there alone.
It's certainly a worthwhile cause for everybody to get involved and help battle that. It is something near and dear to a lot of folks' hearts. Stephen, when you look at what's going on here, another perfect weekend to go racing in the Kansas Lottery 300, where can folks learn and find out more about Kansas Lottery?
Yeah, you can go to kslottery.com or check us out on our website anytime. And, we're always putting out new content. You can see right here, I got some guys that are shooting here with me today that are going to roll out some stuff for us to see all the sights and sounds of NASCAR and what we do here at the Kansas Lottery.
You're a rock star. Welcome back to Kansas Speedway, and thanks for coming up and spending time with us.
Hey, thanks a lot. Cole Custers looks like he's running to try to get one of those Holiday Millionaire raffle tickets before the trailer closes today.
Yeah, he is. He's running away with this thing right now. He is our race leader. That's Stephen Ortiz, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Kansas Lottery.
He's talking about Cole Custer, and he is indeed out front and beginning to pull away, although Chandler Smith right there, stalking him second. Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst, Austin Hill, top five, lap number 62 with 28 to go in stage two.
Did you know that one in four vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at NAPA locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. NAPA!
Hey race fans, Court of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
Brad Perez is going to bring out the caution flag here on lap number 64 as we come back. Brad, off the pace, down the back straightaway.